Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Somewhere in your home,
yeah,
you have something valuable. And I don't mean like a TV or a laptop or something like that.
What you talking about?
I mean something old. Something maybe that was handed down.
Oh.
Something that could have meaning.
An antique.
Or you've been told monetary value.
Mm.
Yeah. But there's really no way to be sure that thing you were handed is actually what grandma and grandpa says it is.
Yeah.
That is, until now.
What do I do?
Well, the best damn show in the United States is coming to town, and they're going to break a lot of hearts when they get here.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it. You ready for this?
Let's do it.
Antiques Roadshow is coming to Rochester.
Oh, that's still on?
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. So for those who don't know, it's a PBS show that brings the best antique experts like in the region from every different realm to appraise items of regular ass people.
And you drag your crap in.
You got it. Yeah, you have to get a ticket to the event they put on. Each ticket allows you to bring two items. And when you get there, they look over what you have. They tell you exactly what it is, where it came from, and what it's worth. And the most extraordinary things that are brought are put on this show. And if you've never seen it, it is the best thing that's ever happened to television.
Really?
It's borderline appointment watching
you
in my house.
You get drawn in no matter what age you are, you know, man, woman. Like, you, everybody and their grandma loves this show.
Yes.
So do they, when these people come in, I've never seen a show.
Mm-hmm.
So when they come in, they have an idea that they think this stuff is valuable.
You got it.
So they go, what do you think it's worth?
Uh-huh.
And then they tell you what they think it's worth. So then that's got to be where the drama is.
It's so much fun. That's exactly what it is.
And it has to be crushing.
They'll set it up and they'll give you this, you know, the people will describe where they got it from.
Yeah.
Then the expert will say, okay, this is what this is, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. They'll go, what do you think it's worth? And they'll tell the guy, or what do you think it is? The best is when either one, it's not worth anywhere near they thought
it was.
Well,
that would be the best.
Or two, it's not anything close to what they thought it was.
Yeah.
There was a woman, and I will never forget this episode. She brings in, it's like a chain. It looks like a bracelet. And she believed it was the collar to a slave.
Oh, Jesus.
Because her family freed slaves and kept it as a, you know, token.
Okay.
And she's been telling people this, her whole family, their entire lives.
Story.
It was a dog collar.
Oh, Jesus.
And she tells this whole story on television. And she's
It was an old school.
Old 1800s dog collar. And like, she's like, you know, like, oh, and my family did this and that. And this is what I've been told. Goes, yeah, well, it's a dog collar.
Not so much. Okay. But the dog ran free.
I will say this is news to me because I did not think that they still made new episodes of this. Mm. Like, I thought everything I had seen up until this point was a rerun.
Nope, all new.
So, you know, this happened with my aunt when we thought she had stuff.
She wore a dog collar?
She could have. It would have been an improvement. So my rich aunt, she was the lawyer, right? Mm-hmm. She traveled all over the world, and she had all this stuff in her house. It was like from China and Asia, you know, all over. So she had this like jade carved thing, and she claimed she got it from the Chinese government when she was over there. This is back when the Chinese government was like really like common, you know, like red square stuff.
Okay.
So super expensive. She said at that time, this is 1970s, She paid $50,000 for it.
Damn.
In her house, in her condo in Florida, it was under glass with a light on it.
Wow.
When she died, and the appraisers came in and to do her stuff, the guy said, this is junk. It's something you would get at a high-end souvenir store in Disney World.
I love how your lion ass got taken by her lion ass.
I know.
So the actual price, when she died some 30 years later, was about $1,000. She claims she paid $50,000 in 1970 for this thing.
All right, so if you are interested, the show, Antiques Roadshow, is coming June 17th to Mumford. No word on where in Mumford.
And you just sit and watch them shoot it?
Okay, so here's the catch. You can't buy a ticket.
Oh.
All right? You have to enter to win. It's like a contest because people will travel from hundreds of miles away to bring their stuff in. And I believe, Kimmy, there's like thousands of people that'll show up to these tapings.
Yeah, I mean, can you just watch, as an audience?
You need a ticket.
Oh, okay.
I would assume that there have been people trying to get on the show for years try every single time.
Exactly.
To your point, not from here, but from around the world.
So if you are interested in trying to enter the lottery for tickets, the information is at the Antiques Roadshow website. You can just
Coming to Mumford?
So now it says they're not sure yet. The only thing out there that could handle this, and it kind of goes with the theme of their show, would be the Genesee Village Country Museum.
Oh.
But I haven't heard anything. I'm just guessing that's what it would be. But Antiques Roadshow aside, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, with the story that you just told about your aunt, does everyone in Rochester have some antique in their home they're convinced is valuable?
Oh, this town's got to be full of it. It's such an old town.
Yes, and we got families that have been here for like
over. Yeah.
Like, we're also a town that had a lot of wealth in the late 1800s and early 1900s, and items those wealthy folks owned have a weird way of ending up in regular people's basements and attics, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, we're also a big-time flea market, thrift store, garage sale community.
Yeah.
And if you watch the show, you know that half of the stuff that's worth like a literal fortune ends up in people's hands through flea markets, garage sales, and thrift stores. It's very possible there are a bunch of people that in June are going to find out they're sitting on their retirement if they manage to get
that would be cool. Man, if you've had something like that could float your boat,
but I just feel like the power of Google and the internet would give you somewhat of an idea. Like, it's got to be pretty rare that it's a real surprise to you what the worth of that item is.
Well, but like, think about this, right? There are some items that are, you know, after 50 years, things start to disappear.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, baseball cards from back then are so valuable, right? Because nobody saved them.
But figurines, plates, all that stuff, it'd be hard to track all that stuff. I didn't know if that's legit or not.
All right, so they do art on this show.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of regional artists from back in the day that have valuable paintings.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of episodes where it's just some, you know, like Native American artist from like the, you know, 20s or 30s that no one had ever heard of, and this painting is worth $300,000. Like stuff like that. You would never know.
We had that famous guy here too. What the hell was his name?
Picasso.
Wait, Picasso grew up in Gates?
Stefan Diggs' cousin.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow, that makes sense. No, but there was a couple. There's Albert Paley. He does the...
Albert, yeah, Albert. What's
his name?
I don't know. You
no, he does iron. He welds and he does iron. He's been all over the world doing this stuff, but he's from here. But he makes iron sculptures.
Okay.
But he's from here, but he's famous in that. If you had one of those, I'm thinking it's worth a lot of money.
Well, good luck dragging one of those in.
But he's got like an Italian last name. He was huge here.
Oh, it was Albert I Sculpted a Dink.
Yes. Sculpted you.
Albert I Sculpted a Kubisakam.
God, I can't think of the guy's goddamn name right now. But that guy was huge around
No, he was so big, you can't remember his name.
I cannot.
What's his name? 252-WCMF.
Somebody will call him with this dude's name, but if you have one of these originals.
It was Albert Apostovichu.
If you have one of Apostovichu.
Albert Medal of Meatballs.
You would have something. And it's regional. So it's not like, I don't know, maybe it'd be a big thing.
He's so famous, we can't figure it out.
Well, you know, sometimes it's at top of mind.
Yeah, no, I hear you, man. No, he's really famous. It's not Ramon Santiago.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, Ramon Santiago.
He was a painter. He wasn't a sculptor.
That's what I said. He was an artist.
Okay. But
Albert Paley did iron.
Oh.
This guy painted, but.
Okay, I was confused.
That dude was big around here back in the day.
Okay.
He had his own art studio here.
I have heard of Ramon Santiago.
Yeah, and like I think his stuff went for a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah.
And he passed, so they didn't have more of it. See that penny over there, Pat? By that penny, because that poor Bess is dead.
252.
And he was a good golfer. Member of Oak Hill.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. It was announced yesterday that the PBS show Antiques Roadshow will be coming to Mumford on June 17th. Again, if you want tickets, you can only win them. You can't buy them. But every ticket entitles the entrant to bring in two things to be appraised by the legendary appraisers at Antiques Roadshow. You know, I do wonder, with this stuff that we all have lying around our house, things that were handed down, things that you found that you think are valuable, do you really want to know if what your family told you is true?
Well, especially if I'm sitting on bank.
For fear of disappointment.
Just the history of it?
I mean the opposite of it. Like, sometimes the lore is better than the facts, right?
Yeah.
Because, look, if it
the story grows.
If you have something that you know no matter what it's worth, you're not going to sell, like a family heirloom, I think it's probably better to not take it. Right? Because if you go there and you find out that your grandparents lied to you, like your aunt did this whole time, it totally changes not only the lore of your family, it makes your parents or grandparents either look like suckers or liars.
Yeah. But I'm guessing a lot of this stuff is BS. Like the story behind whatever you think it is. But how it ended up with the family. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I just hope that they were fooled too. They didn't make up the story. Does that make sense? I think I'd feel more comfortable if like they actually thought that as opposed to they just decided to make up a lie and spread it to everybody.
Like they were suckers.
Yeah.
But Kimmy, that brings up the other issue, right? Like, you know, if you were told, Tommy, Kimmy, you have this, let's go with like a chair.
Yeah.
It's an antique chair, right? That's worth, you know, thousands of dollars that was made by this specific person. You start telling people that when they come in your house.
Sure.
Yeah.
So if you were to take that to Antiques Roadshow and they go, no, this was just bought at
junk.
Yeah.
And everybody, you're going to tell everybody you're on the show.
Exactly.
So people are going to be watching.
Yeah. What if you find out that they bought it at like Sears in the 1950s, like mass produced?
So if you've told everyone that's been in your house that this Gimbel's chair, you know, was some antique.
No,
and now,
Mr. Gimbel sat in it.
Like, I don't know if I want to know.
I wonder if, because the show travels around, like, I wonder if there's like an item or like a category of items that shows up more here than it does in other places. You know how, like, depending on, like, the background of the area and
like
stuff,
furniture.
Like, I wonder what we would have a lot of here that other places might not.
Camera stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right.
A lot of
copiers.
Industrial stuff, too, right? I mean, I don't know what's a vintage copier go for.
No, but, like, along those lines, like, the old stuff that was invented before the copier.
Well, let's keep in mind, too, that Rochester, despite the fact that Kodak has fallen on hard times for the last 30 years, still has per capita one of the highest patents per capita in America.
Yeah.
So, like, there are a lot of things that were invented here in Rochester. So, like, that weird industrial antique stuff is probably big around here.
So you could see somebody that has the same thing that's sitting in your basement on this show, potentially.
Yeah,
and
you're right.
And then you're getting your own assessment without even having to show up.
Let's also keep in mind, brewery history is big around here.
Oh, yeah.
Think about how long the Genesee Brewery's been around. How many families have had people that have worked at that brewery that have, you know, things walk out of that place.
Okay.
Right? Stuff like old beer signs, old beer bottles, old beer barrels. Those are very valuable.
You with me when we were doing that event at the restaurant, what is it, Genesee Brewhouse? So when they had all those vintage like models doing the brew.
Oh yeah.
And the one was this kid's grandmother. She was like lacing up ice skates, you know, back in the
day.
She
was Jenny back in the day, yeah.
She was one of the but that was like the kid's grandmother.
Yeah.
That would be pretty cool.
Wait, you see your grandma's giant cleavage lacing up her ice skates?
Beautiful legs. What's wrong with that?
I mean, I got nothing wrong with cleavage. I just don't want to see my grandma's cleavage.
Well, what about my grandmother's cleavage?
Yeah, well, everybody's seen that.
They have.
We got Instagram messages coming in. Duffy at WCMF again. Antiques Roadshow coming to Mumford on June 17th. John writes us, I've seen runs of Antiques Roadshow now for 20 years where they will overlay the modern value as time has passed.
Oh.
It's crazy. You haven't seen this one?
No.
So they'll show you an episode from 20 years ago.
Okay.
And then they will play the whole thing, and they'll say the price, and then it'll make a noise like, doo-doo-doo, and it'll tell you it went up, or it went, and the price went down. But some of them are brutal, man.
Yeah.
Like, if these people didn't sell at that time, you lost tens of thousands
of
dollars.
Timing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because, you know, these things, more of them get discovered. The person that created it turns out might be some monster, and that, like, affects the value of
Well, that's got to be a tough decision, too, because let's say it is this family heirloom that you find out is worth, like, $1 million. I mean...
Huh.
The smart thing is to sell it, but do you have to like consult your family on giving this thing up? Because it would be a big decision if this is something important.
It depends who's hold it.
Yeah.
If somebody handed it to me, it's mine.
Yeah, but look, I get where Kimmy's coming from. Where even if it was handed to you, I mean, that's a piece of our family's history.
Yeah.
Well, they should have given it to the family. They gave it to me, man. But I got to split it.
Well, like there was one that I saw. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kimmy.
I mean, maybe that's a discussion.
There was one that I saw where, like, their great-grandfather was, like, an officer in the Union Army, and they had his full uniform.
Oh, wow.
Like medals and everything. Yeah. And, like, it was obviously worth a whole hell of a lot of money. Like, the guy had some kind of history, too, where he was part of some major battle.
Yeah.
You know, war nerds would have gone nuts
for him.
And, like, if you have relatives, you know, you could sell this uniform for $200,000, but you're going to piss off everyone else that's related to you.
Man, I'm grabbing that cash,
You're
man.
A bad person. To not Who have cares? That discussion?
Who cares, man? They do it to you.
No, they, what?
I met your family.
What are you talking
They'd screw you over,
how
too.
How many things do you still have from, like, a great-grandfather, great-great-grandma, you know? That's like, that could be, like, the last thing that exists that they owned.
Yeah, but the new generation doesn't care.
I would care about I would want that.
But your daughters don't care.
It's My like, daughters would want that.
Ancient history, man. I mean,
that's why you keep it.
Yeah, the older
What kids. Are you going to do with
it's
it?
It's your birthright.
But like, what are you going to look at it?
Yeah, put it on display.
Yeah, you know, I'll put it on display. $200,000. That's a nice display.
I would rather, like, in all seriousness,
give me a goddamn break.
I'm not. I wouldn't sell that. I wouldn't.
Your mouth's going to burn.
Your mouth's going to burn. Like, if I could find a museum that would display it where I get to own it, but they
Wait,
people can see
but
it,
but it's worth $200,000.
Yeah, I would do that.
No, you would.
I'm telling you right now,
Why
I would do
Why would
it.
You do that?
Because it means something to me and my family. Because
there's a connection to it.
Like, one day, my girls will have the seats that Pat Duffy sat in at Highmark Stadium, and they're going to take them on Antiques Roadshow, and they're going to be like, these things are worth
$10. Sold.
You know, the weird thing about this whole antique idea, no matter where you're from, no matter what you're into, no matter how much money you make, everyone except for Tommy seems to like collecting what they think are rare and old things.
And that's the most frustrating thing, is he probably had something of the most value that he just
Why are you
threw
collecting?
In the trash.
You ain't staying.
Again.
Everybody leaves. It all stays here. So what are you collecting this for?
Says man who owns 5 tracksuits.
Yeah, but I'm going to be buried in one of them. I'm going to take it to the afterlife.
Especially when it comes to, like, old sports memorabilia. You had family directly connected to that
But
kind
it
of
wasn't
stuff.
Mine. It was my uncle's and my cousin and my two cousins had no interest in it. So I don't know where that stuff ended up. Yeah, he had all that vintage 1930s and 40s football stuff.
God, stuff is so valuable.
He had a pay stub from some world championship game he had played in, and he made like 200. It was a $250 stub from the paycheck.
You make me so mad with all of the words that come out of your mouth. I want you to know that. I hate you.
Yeah. Well, it's not mine.
It's not mine.
It's my cousin.
It doesn't matter. Even if it was yours, it wouldn't be here anymore.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, I would unload it easily.
Bro, you would have thrown it out because until you met me, you wouldn't have known what it was worth.
True.
Okay. Let's take a break.
Right.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
New year, new you.
Yeah, buddy.
And it's over. Making a change is hard.
It is.
So hard, in fact, the majority of people who wanted to make that change will never come close to seeing it through. But maybe, just maybe, the way we're doing it is the wrong way to do it.
Oh.
And we'd be more successful if we just tweaked it a little bit.
Perfect.
By the end of the week, 88% of Americans who made a New Year's resolution will have quit.
You are failing fatty.
The second Friday in January has become known as Quitter's Day. by that time, according to several outlets, only 12% of people who started the year with resolutions will still be doing them.
Damn.
And technically, Friday will be the third Friday in January, but it was a weird start by a day. So we'll count this Friday. Did either of you make a New Year's resolution?
No.
No, you're so perfect. Why would you want to remove anything?
Nail it, baby.
I just know I'm a quitter.
Okay.
And I don't want to give up anything.
My biggest thing isn't so much quitting, it's getting started in the first place.
Getting started with the quitting.
Yes.
Okay.
But, like, I'm comfortable with my bad habits. You know what I mean? Like, I'm keeping them.
Okay.
At my age, I'm done.
There's nothing that you think you can improve. Like, I'm not saying you will do it.
Yes, you are. There's alcohol. Okay. I drink too much coffee.
Okay.
But no.
You're like, you're not smart. You're not a smart man.
But what would my resolution be? Read a book?
Yeah, why not?
I think it'd make it any smarter.
Well, you know what I heard?
What?
You read one book.
What happens?
You're a moron. So almost half of Americans will annually make a New Year's resolution, right? And we know that people have a hard time seeing this through. We also know that this time of year might be the worst time to decide to make
it. So why is it bad to kick off the new year?
Well, here's the thing. It seems like a good idea, right? You got a fresh start, new calendar.
Yeah, right there.
We all live like trolls for like that last week and a half of December. You do nothing around the house. You eat too much. You drink like a wild bear, right?
But that's what makes it harder.
So you got that problem, right?
You're jumping back into your routine. You're probably busier because everything's kicking off again at work.
You got
Like all that stuff you saved for the end of the year that didn't happen is now happening again now.
Mm-hmm. And you have to go from, exactly, Kimmy, wide open to not only dead stop, but changing even further for the better. Not to mention, it can be really hard to find motivation or do anything to stick with it when it's cold and miserable.
Yeah, outside. It is tough,
So I'd like to make a suggestion.
What's that?
Why don't we switch the lifestyle change day from January 1st to June 1st?
Like kicking off summer.
Yeah. Halfway through the year. That's when you start to feel good stuff, right?
Yeah, the wind's opening
outside,
up.
Outside, a little bit more motivated.
Exactly.
Sun's out longer.
You're normally around more people when the weather is nicer, which gives you more motivation to stick with whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
There isn't some massive buildup around everything that is the new year, so it's less pressure.
Okay.
It feels like the smarter play might be make the lifestyle change June 1st.
All right, push it off a little bit.
Yeah, not January
1st. All right.
Right? Makes sense, right?
Not bad.
I'm wondering, though, if things like spring break and those spring vacations that families take, that's what kind of, I guess, motivates people to start the new year. Like, I'm going on vacation.
Okay.
I want to be in shape for my vacation.
Get my body back.
Yeah, your summer body.
That you never had in the first place.
I feel like that is a big motivator for people around this time of year.
But it's so far off. It's impossible to stay motivated.
Oh, I'm not saying it works, but I think that's the reason.
But have a goal, like a distant goal you're working towards, though.
But here's the thing. I think that also makes an argument for June 1st, because there will be a time.
There'll be a time, a fatty time.
Thank you. Again, it's not just weight.
Chubbly time.
But if we use,
or eating healthy.
If we use summer body as like the example here, right? If you get to June 1st, you're going to see people walking around in tank tops and short shorts.
You're going to see the flub and the blub.
No, that's not what I mean.
It's already too late.
But here's the thing. It's too late to get it for that summer.
Yeah.
But there is a motivation to seeing how good other people look.
And okay.
You could be that if you stuck with it. Like, that's the motive. You're not seeing anybody's body right now.
Yeah. No.
Everyone's got coats and sweatshirts and baggy jeans.
Yeah.
Baggy jeans are back in.
Yeah.
I'm not even seeing butts, man. Show me the butts.
Summer of butts.
Like, if I'm surrounded by people who I think, you know, are looking better than I am, that's enough motivation for me.
All right.
No?
Okay.
Am I wrong?
But you're also forgetting about summer fun. That'll throw you off track.
drinking season shows back
up. Yeah, there's a lot of that happening, barbecue, too, around that time of year.
You got three major eating holidays back to back to back.
What do you got?
You're kicking up Memorial Day. You're going right into 4th of July, and then you got Labor Day weekends. Yeah. That's three outdoor barbecue weekends right there.
But I would argue that's not as bad as sitting in the cold tank, getting Uber Eats, and just stuffing your face full of stuff.
Yeah, true. It's summer drinking.
It is amazing to listen to you two. The two laziest person I've ever met.
Yeah.
Come up with every reason, no matter the time of year.
But that's how I know I would talk myself out of it.
Okay.
Like, I could find any time of year to talk myself out of, like, self-improvement.
But the only time I ever got healthier was after I had a health scare.
Uh-huh.
Like, I had to, like, be taken to that step where, hey, you're going to lose a leg with another blood clot. I go, okay, all right, yeah, I'm going to start moving.
Sure.
But that's what it takes for a lot of people.
And, like, the weirdest thing is everybody that knew you encouraged you to keep living the way you were
living. You're pulling for that clot.
That's fine. Clot. 2-5.
But you did it with your old man and stuff.
Yeah, no, the health scare is what changed it for
you. Dropped the LBs.
Yeah, you're right. Yes. You're 100% right. Yeah. The health scare
it's fear will move you quicker than anything. It will.
Well, I also kind of felt bad. Like, my wife, we had to look at what my naked body had.
Yeah, but that didn't do it like your old man. I thought, anyway.
No, well, no, look, I
and your family doesn't have a great health history.
No, everybody's heart explodes at 60.
Yeah.
Like, it's uncanny. Like, we did Ancestry.com, and if you look at the male on my dad's side, it's 60 dead. So
pushes you.
11 more years.
You're good. Wait, 11 years, you're going to be 60?
21. I can't.
Wait, 21 years, you're going to be 60?
Yeah, in 21 years, I'll be, 5 years younger than you? In 21 years, I'll be five years
younger. I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, no, you look great.
Kimmy.
What? He's very petite.
No, I think the blood clot got to his face and took it over. You got the face of a clot.
Kimmy says, I'm petite.
Yeah, petite.
I'll take petite.
Clot face.
Petite clot face.
So I wonder then, okay, so somebody like you, Pat, you live your life in a very strict sense when it comes to your health.
Hashtag
right?
No days off, hashtag stay ready.
Like you have your cheat day. And every other day of the week, you kind of maintain
very
the same
regimented
routine. What would you even have? What would you make a resolution for?
Oh, no, I'm perfect.
Start with that beard.
No, look.
Like, if you already know you're at your max, I don't know where else there is to go.
Hold on. Now, you quit overeating.
Yes.
And you quit smoking.
I did.
So the only left is you quit comedy. And that's your trifecta, man.
Well, no, we just put up a poll. Our listeners voted for you to quit breathing. No, Kimmy, to your point, I have maxed out on motivation.
Yeah,
there is nothing I can do more where I know
Kimmy,
I'll
be. Kimmy, I am doing
let me finish.
No,
you didn't let me finish.
You turned yourself into a real psychopath.
No, it's not even the psychopath thing. I do not have anything left in me where whatever negative traits I have, if I will go to fix one of
they're
those,
staying.
The dam is going to burst on the other side.
Well, that was my point. Like, I'm comfortable with my bad habits.
No, that's
but
different.
You haven't improved anything. You're a healthy eater. I'll give you that.
That's all you are, though. You're a healthy eater. That's all you change.
Yeah, ask your mom. I was eating healthy last night.
Is that a compliment?
You get your steps in.
Oh, get my steps in. Walked over to Pat's mama's house. Got my carnivore on.
252 WCMF. Friday is quitter's day when it comes to New Year's resolution. By Friday, 88% of people that made New Year's resolutions will be finished with their New Year's resolution.
You didn't make it a month, man.
My argument
is... You didn't make it a Martin Luther King day.
My argument is, let's change the big change day.
Yeah, that might work.
June 1st.
Yeah.
All right. For the average person,
yeah,
if you want to make a major change in your life, whatever it is it better to go it alone or is it better to have someone to keep you accountable?
I prefer to do things by myself.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Kimmy, have you or your husband ever tried to make a positive change together?
I guess when it comes to, like, eating healthier, like, because my husband is a pretty healthy eater.
Oh, yeah, he healthily eats 30 chicken wings at once.
But he also does the fasting thing. So
he eats them very fast as well.
So just by his habits alone, like, I never eat breakfast because he never wants to go out to breakfast. He doesn't eat before, like, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock most days. So I think, like, just naturally, it's kind of rubbed off on me.
Okay.
I don't know, but I didn't, like, choose that life.
Well,
happened.
I didn't choose that life. That life chose me. Tommy, you and your wife, was it a couple of years ago, decided you and she were going to cut back drinking?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys did that together?
Yeah.
Yeah, and she stuck with it. I went back to my normal routine. Yeah, she went down to very little, and I kind of said, well, you know, you can drive. I did the Mike Millay.
Turn left, Aiden.
My mother gave up drinking. My father goes, this is great.
Well, look, the accountability of someone else can be very powerful because you don't want to look like a failure to someone other than yourself.
Yeah.
Right? But at the same time, that person has to be as committed as you are.
I don't think it works. I think you're better off doing it on your own.
Okay, but some people don't have the motivation. True. Right? The one thing that sucks is if you find someone you're going to do this with that is also not as committed as you.
Yeah.
Because the second
you'll talk yourselves into it.
Exactly. Yeah. Like the second one of you goes, I don't want to do this anymore, it gives you an excuse to be like, I'm done.
Yeah, it's a house of cards. It just comes down. Yeah.
The folks I never understand when it comes to like the resolutions are just making a positive change, period. Mm-hmm. People who will announce on social media what that resolution is going to be.
Okay. Well, there are the challenges people do too that they'll post about. But to your point, like I know whether or not you quit.
Exactly. And here's the thing. If that motivation is what you need to keep yourself accountable, everyone watching your progress, God bless you.
Yeah, if it works for you, it works for you.
But like Kimmy just said, if you stumble and fall and you don't get it done, it makes the shame and embarrassment so much worse. Because some kid you sat next to in 11th grade history who's still your Facebook friend.
Quitter.
Exactly. You can't quit smoking. You can't lose that 20 pounds you wanted to get rid of. Everybody just watched it.
Well, what's the thing? Don't tell them your plans. Show the results.
Yeah, man.
So just keep quiet about it.
Well, no, but that eliminates the motivation of everybody has an eye on me.
Right? Yeah, but then, because you're going to, I don't know.
But it's funny. Look, to your point, the people that are watching you only notice when you fail.
But that's what they're rooting for.
Because
it makes them feel better. Because if I'm a fatty and you're trying to lose weight, look, he's back at the donut shop.
You are such a bad person. I don't root against anybody except for like four people.
Yeah, and I had the same four people. And we're only friends with four people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're two of those people.
Shut up, ugly plot face.
I think you could get some motivation from somebody, like kind of sharing how they did make it work for them. You know, like it might give you some good ideas.
But I think
I'm not rooting against everybody that does that. No, or
but
shares
don't you think
that.
It's more satisfaction of doing it on your own? Like you didn't need any help. Like you found it inside you to do it.
Yeah, but I don't
know. Like you could stand on it. And say, I did this.
But I don't know if that exists. Because, like, to your point, right, you could say, I did it myself. But there's going to be things you have to pull from to be able to do it the right way.
I understand that. But I don't need, like, a gallery of cheerers to get me across the finish line.
And accountability buddy.
Yeah. Accountability.
Accountability buddy.
Buddy.
Rob writes us on Instagram.
What was Bobby saying?
Duffy at WCMF. My wife and I headed to New Zealand in February.
Ooh. Wait, they're going to New Zealand?
That's what he says. Since New Year's, my wife has been out of her mind about us losing weight and getting in shape for vacation. As someone who loves beer and pizza, my house is hell. I've been on the carnivore diet since January 1st, along with exercising. I have certainly lost weight. However, this sucks.
So do you have to get in shape to go to New Zealand?
I would have thought New Zealand, you're pretty covered up. But then again, I don't know.
No, it's an island.
Oh, yeah, it's probably warm there.
It's near Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah, cold Australia. They call it cold Australia.
Oh, they do? I didn't know that.
So there you go.
So you got to get in shape to take it. Oh, maybe it's that super long flight.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Where's Zealand?
New Zealand?
No.
Oh, the original Zealand?
Oh, no, like the original Zealand.
Yeah, you call it New Zealand.
Because there's a York somewhere.
I bet you it's in England.
Zealand? Kimmy, can you Google if there's a place called Zealand?
Because it was an English colony.
Well, Australia was an English colony.
I think New Zealand's the same deal.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Crazy fact about New Zealand. No snakes.
Okay. There are several places named Zealand. Okay. Most notably, the largest island in Denmark.
So the Danes.
Why do they have English accents? And they play soccer.
Well, they have Australian accents.
Well, whatever. An Australian accent is an English accent.
Well, why does it
they
sound
speak
like,
English.
No, but why does it sound like that, though?
They sound the same.
Do New Zealanders speak English?
Yes, they speak the same language.
Are you sure?
It's English.
Are you sure?
Yes.
There's no New Zealand. What can you go?
I mean, there's like probably natives, but I'm saying like the people you see in like Auckland all speak in English.
Auckland? That's not even a real place. You just made that up. What are you, coughing?
Auckland. I'm not sure if that's actually the place.
It is Auckland, New Zealand.
Is it Auckland?
Yes.
And they all speak English.
Okay, by the way, nobody
They
needed,
say mate.
Yeah,
and
they
all
just kind of sound like they're from Australia.
Yeah.
But nobody needed to know the no snakes in New Zealand fact.
I think that's pretty cool. There's no snakes.
Nobody needed that. You don't have to do the old man fact.
Like you, matter of fact, you're not even allowed to own a snake.
Shut up. Okay. Shut up.
I mean, English is the main spoken language.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, forgive me for asking a question trying to better myself. Jeez. I'm going to learn all I can about
Well, I just started to tell you about the snakes. You didn't want to hear about that.
I thought it was cold. They tell me about snakes.
It's not cold. It's in the Pacific.
Well, then how come they don't have any snakes?
They got rid of them.
From the cold.
Yeah. They sold them to Australia.
The people
that had a snake. Oh, that's a snake.
The people that have it the worst right now aren't the ones who are trying to change their lives.
It's people listening to the show.
That and what? People who are living with folks that are looking to change that didn't commit to change themselves.
Oh, yeah. So you got to watch them go through the process.
Well, so there's two problems here.
Yeah.
If you have a partner who wants to cut back on something you also enjoy doing, right? Either.
Until you lost your boy or your girl.
Well, look, you have to also give it up or cut back for supporting them, which sucks because this wasn't your idea.
Yeah, I'm not big on that.
Or you keep doing what you're doing and risk being blamed for their failures because you tempted them eating or drinking.
Well, let's see what
whatever.
You got, big boy.
You're going to say that to your wife?
See what you got.
You call your wife big boy?
See what you got what it takes. Lady?
Big lady?
Big lady? No, I don't know.
Meter maid?
Like, I never got an egg. I gotta do it because you're doing it.
Bro, if my wife decided to make a change, I would feel like I would have to do it with her.
Well, it depends on what it is.
Whatever it is.
What if it's like a food or like drink, you know, because a lot of people do like the juice cleanse, yeah. Stuff like that. Like, what if you just literally can't stomach it?
Right. I don't want her to look at me and be like, you're the reason I failed. I hate you.
I don't mind that.
Okay. Oof.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation or innovators keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know, this is one of the careers where you can fail up.
Okay.
But when you stand back and look at how this has gone this season, the guy has not failed. In fact, he's been better than 85% of the league.
That's pretty good.
Despite that, Bills fans, if this were to happen, I think most of them, Kimmy, would be applauding loudly.
Yeah.
Like they want him out?
Yeah.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, we told you this morning it is official. Your Buffalo Bills are headed to Denver for a 4:30 kickoff on Saturday.
This is the divisional round?
You got it. They will be the first game of the weekend, 4:30, Mile High Stadium. That is a what, 1:30 kickoff in Denver, or are they 2 hours behind?
I think they're two.
Doesn't matter. None of this matters. Nobody's watching.
Mountain Standard Time.
If you're going to the game, just check on your phone when you get there.
Yeah.
But for teams that are not in the playoffs,
yeah.
They have to handle their offseason issues. And this week, Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady will be interviewing for the Baltimore Ravens head coaching
job. Oh, wow.
Yes. So Joe Brady's an interesting cat.
Mm-hmm.
He was an offensive coordinator in Carolina, lost that gig, became the quarterback's coach in Buffalo while Ken Dorsey was the offensive coordinator. Dorsey got blown out 2 years ago. They hand the reins over to Joe Brady.
What didn't he? I thought he came from LSU.
He was at LSU also.
Wasn't that right before the Bills?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm sorry. But.
So he's up for a gig.
Yes. Bills fans have had a love-hate relationship with Joe Brady.
Well, he's also had, you know, it's crap load of injuries to work with.
Okay, so
yeah.
Despite the fact that the Bills are a top five scoring offense in the NFL, despite the fact that last year they averaged 30 points a game, over 30 points a game, this year they are averaging almost 29 points a game.
You're two games away from the Super Bowl.
Yes, yes.
They want to. They think he sucks.
Bills. There are a lot of Bills fans, and you can't even back me up. Who I don't forget.
Well, here's the problem. He had a lot of success when he got the job, right? I mean, we went from Ken Dorsey, who seemed to be flailing, to Joe Brady, who kind of came in and was the hero for like a season.
Mm-hmm.
And then the problem was he was so successful that first year, that first season and a half, that like the expectations were so high that he only had...
You can only go down from there.
But you can only do the job with what the pieces they give you.
I agree.
You don't pick the players, man.
And it doesn't mean he's done a bad job. It just means, you know, he's not riding that same high he was in the beginning.
Well, look, I mean, it's not like there haven't been times where I've been yelling at the television, like, why are you sending Dalton Kincaid on an inside? Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. I would love to do an informal poll of Bills fans, right? Would you be happy if Joe Brady took the Baltimore Ravens coaching job? Because there were calls for him a month ago to be fired. Straight up fired.
Yeah.
And it is interesting to see the Ravens, you know, want to talk to him about this job. Does that give Bills fans more comfort that other franchises think that he might be onto something?
Well, that was the case last year too, right? Like there was talks of him moving on to a different team.
Getting a head coaching
job. Yeah, I think with the Bills, and if they continue to have success and make the playoffs every year, that's always going to be a fear, is who's going to leave.
So here's the problem.
Yeah.
Right? For those Bills fans that want Joe Brady gone and they hope he gets this job or they want him fired, I don't know who's behind Joe Brady.
Who's the other guy?
Well, because here's the thing. We've been on a pretty decent handoff run recently. You had Brian Daboll, right?
Yeah.
All right, so he gets the head coaching job in New York. They hand it off to Ken Dorsey, who was the quarterback's coach. Yeah. He becomes the OC. Wasn't great. But when they fired him, they handed off to Joe Brady, who's already in the building. He was the quarterback's coach. He's been doing his thing again, 30 points a year.
Promoting.
Exactly. I don't know who's left.
Who's like the line coach or the quarterback's coach?
I don't even know who the quarterback's coach is right now. And I don't know if that person's ready to be an offensive coordinator. Yeah. So you most likely have to
go shopping.
Exactly. An OC from outside of the building. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing for Josh Allen. It seems like he wants people he's comfortable with around him.
But doesn't he got a – he has to have a huge say.
I would imagine it's his call.
Right. I mean, you're paying this guy all his money.
But who do you trust that's out there right now to come be an offensive coordinator?
I mean, there's got
to
be guys out there coming up that you're not thinking of, especially in college.
Okay,
there's got to be a ton of these college guys out there.
But you're also at a point where Josh Allen is a veteran, so you may want someone that is older and wiser and has been around longer to be there for him.
All right.
I mean, maybe it's Brian Daboll coming back, but then he and McDermott did not get along.
Yeah,
that never works, does it?
The comeback guy.
Oh, it works for, it worked for the Patriots this year. Josh McDaniel's on his third trip back to New England.
Oh,
he's the OC. You also have Mike McDaniel, the Dolphins head coach.
That would be a riot, man.
He has had a lot of success as an OC, just not as a head coach.
And he is kind of a guru of like seeing the game, right?
It'd be an interesting dynamic between him and Sean McDermott because they are so different in the way that they deal with players.
But maybe that's good. Like opposites, you know, they have two different ideas.
Yeah, but I feel like McDermott might kill him.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That'd be cool too.
No, but here's the thing. Mike McDaniel has gone on record over and over again talking about how much he loves Sean McDermott. In fact, you can find the video online. One of the handshakes after McDaniel lost to McDermott, he goes up to McDermott, gives him a hug at the 50-yard line and says, "I have so much effing respect for you.
Yeah.
You're so great." Maybe he knew he was getting fired.
Yeah,
he's
already kissing ass.
All right, Kimmy.
Yeah.
You can have Joe Brady back next year, or you can have Mike McDaniel as your offensive coordinator. You're the owner. What do you do?
Well, I mean, I think you stick with Joe Brady. I just think he's developed a relationship with Josh Allen to this point where, I would want to do whatever Josh wants to do. You let him make the call.
Okay, but you would stick with Joe Brady if you're the owner.
I think so.
Tommy? You can have Joe Brady.
I like skateboard boys.
You just wanted, but you hated that guy.
I like the drama.
You hated that guy.
I like the drama. He's kind of a prick.
Okay.
You know, maybe this is what the team needs, a little bit of, different thinking.
Okay. Some prickly behavior.
Yes. Like, he gets under your skin a little bit. Maybe that's a good thing. And he knows Josh. I mean, the guy has studied him. He plays him twice a year.
Doesn't mean he's going to be good at being his coach.
No, but he might see some things that Josh doesn't see because he looks at it from a different angle.
Yeah, but do you want a guy that you've beat so many times?
Well, his offense isn't the problem. It's the defense.
Right, and maybe he helps the guy.
Well, he's also been handcuffed to Tua Tagovailoa. He was a great OC in San Francisco. Just saying.
All right.
I'm not
saying
I'm
get
you're all for this.
No, I don't want that. But I mean, I think it's an interesting look. I'm not one to say, like, don't do it right away. I mean, I think, you know, take a look. Even after thinking about it, I don't want it, but I'm not saying it would be the worst thing.
No.
No, I'm not agreeing with you.
I hear you, buddy.
Okay,
let's go get the
stop
boy.
Stop talking like that, like we're in agreement, because we're not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.